Welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is fucking Friday. It's the 22nd day of March, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time, 12:05 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 50 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 54 degrees today for the Klamath Basin here, and 31 degrees is the low, and rain. So it's partially cloudy out there. Looked like it was going to rain yesterday. It'll probably rain. It's the never-ending back and forth. You got the Arctic front meeting the Pineapple Express, and we're sitting right in the middle, and it goes back and forth and back and forth. It gets warm, cold, warm, cold. Rain, snow, hard to tell. Anyways, we'll be back in just about a minute, and we'll get into the Ministry of Lies, alternate controlled opposition propaganda. We'll go with that today. Be right back.
Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's get over to the Ministry of Lies, alternate controlled opposition media. We'll start off with Israel bombed over 400 healthcare facilities, killing nearly 700. And yeah, we know. I mean, that's something that's just a daily fucking, it's something we've become accustomed to. I mean, we've come to accept that, you know, of course the genocide goes on and they're going to keep killing and what? Social and emotional learning initiatives get $87 million in new congressional spending bill. And you know, I went through this article, and what it comes down to is it's all so they can teach the little boys to get their dicks cut off and little girls to get their titties cut off. And that's what it's going to be, you know, Department of Homeland Security can buy new electric vehicles in it. It's just another fucking, they ain't stealing enough from you. They ain't got the lint out of your pockets yet. Vaccinated blood is poisonous and contaminated. Vaccinated blood is poisonous and contaminated. New study from Japan. We call the attention of medical professionals to the various risks associated with blood transfusions using blood products derived from genetic vaccine recipients. And I'm not going to go through that. CIA accused of directly meddling in Hunter Biden's IRS DOG investigation. Oh, my God. What are we to do, people? Got that this motherfucker up on the top front page from the trenches did committing pedophile with little fucking six, maybe. I was showing my sister, she said, shit, they don't even look six. Year-old girl is dressed in lingerie and fucking sitting on his fucking body underneath it with his, you know, a towel around him, and while he's doing his fucking cocaine. Do you think this is what this, I mean, it's like Al Capone. How many people you think that motherfucker killed? Straight up killed himself. And, you know, he did, finally did go to prison for tax evasion. I mean, this is the kind of shit that's been going on with this corporate mafia for fucking all my life and before. Senator Colton Moore stands with Lakin Riley's father, Jason, who asked Governor Kemp to declare an illegal invasion after a legal immigrant was charged with murdering his daughter. See, I told you this person here, they have some clout. I mean, the foundation, and she will appear on stage with Donald Trump. I state it today, and I'll say I told you so when it happens. But it's a video, and you watch it if you want, but it's same old, same old. Questions raised after Clinton executive fatally shot in the head by federal agents. Why are questions raised? You'd be doing, oh, this is the people's voice. Incorporated. Serious questions have been raised about the Clinton airport executive who was fatally shot by ATF agents in his home on Tuesday. Man, a pretty important fellow. Have a standoff with the goddamn, come on, give it up. According to reports, Brian Malinowski, the executive director of the Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport, was shot dead after getting in a firefight with federal agents, with the ATF serving a search warrant at his home in Little Rock, Arkansas. This seems a little odd. Let's go. Okay. The GatewayPundit.com reports now the Daily Mail reveals that the 53-year-old Malinowski died in the hospital at noon on Thursday, citing officials from the Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport. Some troubling questions have also emerged regarding the official narrative and the incident itself. I mean, goddamn, how big is the book with the names of the Clinton murders in it? TGP notes that the specifics of the warrant and the reasons behind the ATF's involvement at Malinowski's residence remain a mystery. I thought that was public record, as authorities have refrained from commenting further, ostensibly due to ongoing investigation. I mean, fuck, they can do what they goddamn want, and they're going to do what they want until we fucking stop them. Matthew Malinowski, Brian's brother, told Fox News, struggled to find a reason why the ATF targeted his brother. He speculated that his brother may have, quote, bought something he shouldn't have. It's all speculation at this point, said Matthew Malinowski. I got a feeling that he bought something he shouldn't have. That's the only thing I can think of. Maybe he knew the Clintons were coming after him, and he bought him a little friend. The brother then told NBC his brother had no choice but to defend himself, and the official story stinks to the high hell. There's something fishy here, Matthew Malinowski said. The ATF went after him at the worst possible way. There's no reason why they couldn't have arrested him at work, at the airport. He continued, something stinks to high hell. Yeah. Well, anytime the Clintons are involved, there's going to be a smell. The brother further noted his brother was well connected with senators, earned $253,000 a year, lived in an upper middle class suburb, and had collections of guns and coins. Why would he risk this all in a suicide fight with federal agents? He has so much to lose, Matthew Malinowski said. They all got to sound like Russians. I mean, are they infiltrating our country? As TGB previously reported, Brian Malinowski worked in the airline industry for more than 30 years. He had leadership roles at Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood International Airport, El Paso International Airport in Texas, and Lehigh Valley International Airport in Pennsylvania. The experienced professional joined Clinton National In 2008, as director of proprieties, planning and developing before being promoted to deputy director 1 year later, he then assumed the role of executive director. And bam, bam, man, add another one to the list. I mean, they kill little children. They kill everything. I mean, why should we be shocked by this? I'm not. A picture of him there. Goodbye. That's what you get for hanging out with the Clintons. Must see outside of one of Mayor Johnson's measles outbreak illegal alien shelters in Chicago, Illinois. Three illegal thugs were not happy when we started filming them. And this is a video, of course. And you can watch the video. And they're selling the fucking dope, you know, right out in the open. And they come up, the guys flip them off, tell them to fuck off, you know. I think back to the days when a fucking joint in Texas got you fucking, would get you 30 to 50 fucking years or maybe life for a fucking joint of marijuana. These son of a bitches are selling it right out in the open, trying to cover their fucking license plate, but that's about it. And there's, I think it was a couple of black dudes that were sitting back there, but they were Trump tards. I mean, too stupid to even know that, hey, you know what? Trumpy wants those motherfuckers here. You guys had better wake up. You better read the Bill of Rights and find out what your authorities are, because you're not going to win by putting that fucking pedophilic motherfucker in back into office. It ain't even office. God damn it. I mean, back as the king's fucking royal fucking jester in the United States. How about that? Leaked drone footage shows Israeli military drones striking unarmed civilians in Gaza, and by God, yes, it does. Leaked drone footage obtained by, this is Chris Mianahan, Information Liberation. Leaked drone footage obtained by Al Jazeera reportedly shows the Israeli Defense Force drones striking multiple unarmed civilians in southern Gaza. Al Jazeera has acquired, has acquired a leaked IDF drone footage showing the IDF killing four unarmed Palestinians in Khan Yunus, I guess it would be, using drone strikes. The footage clearly shows it to terrorize and instill fear in Palestinians as a means of to coerce them into leaving Gaza permanently. It goes on. Everyone in the world needs to see this. Edward Snowden commented on X. Did he? Edward Snowden? The Edward Snowden? Wonder if I could get his autograph. He is such a fucking smart man. Note that this footage permits no room for it was a mistake, showing repeated specifically targeted strikes on the unarmed and even wounded. The sort of behavior the ICJ explicitly forbid in the genocide ruling against Israel. You need to understand that the technical capability behind such killings is becoming increasingly easy to achieve and increasingly automated. Soon enough, an official will drag the finger across a map and anyone judged by a crude algorithm to have crossed that line will die, he added. Yes, this is an outrageous crime, but if not for the video, no one would have even known that it happened. This is a glimpse of the world's future, even if you care nothing of Israel, Palestine, for Israel, Palestine, take a moment to care for your own tomorrow. This is not today. Yeah, and it's coming here, and you're going to get it. I mean, later on down here, we're going to show you, you know, we told you, there's going to be some, we told you so is going on. Israel has lost the high ground. This is not a war. No, it isn't. It's a robotic mass genocide. And in the, you can click on one of these things here and you can go watch the fucking video. And in the video, I mean, they fucking blow these guys up. It ain't like a gunshot or anything. A boom, like a grenade. Alex Jones, the fuck Alex Jones, you criminal creep, son of a bitch and treasonous bastard. I will see you hung for your crimes against the fucking people and against the Supreme Superior, absolute unalienable law of December 15, 1791, you son of a bitch. Commented Section 1091. See, here he is citing fucking administrative admiralty bullshit fucking policy that has no fucking has no authority over any United States nationalists or any individual free sovereign national. Section 1091 of the Title 18 United States Code prohibits genocide. Oh, which means there's a law against it, like the immigration laws that aren't enforced. You know, there's laws, they call them laws. They're not, it's just corporate fucking policy. But they sell them to the people as fucking laws, but they're not, you know, so what if there's a fucking United States fucking code that ain't worth the paper it's written on that prohibits genocide? I think it's happening, don't you? Whether committed in time of peace or time of war, genocide is defined in 1091 and includes violent attacks with a specific intent to destroy in whole or in part a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group. Israel propagandists tried to justify the slaughter by claiming the civilians were carrying an IED, but their claims were quickly debunked. Well, fuck, you can see they weren't carrying nothing but themselves down the street. Another video said to have been shared by an IDF soldier themselves reportedly showed a similar war crime. You know, casually, we talk about the war crimes, huh? Okay. Well,
pandemic.
Pandemic. There you go. That's what it is. It's a pandemic. A fucking genocide. Why not? But yeah, the footage, it's blatant. I mean, it's murderous. New riot breaks out at the southern border as 100 migrants rush the border, knock down guards, and rip through the razor wire. The incident happened in El Paso, Texas. This, again, is a video. But you watch this. If this would have been Americans, American nationals, they'd have been shooting rubber bullets at you and tear gas. You've been employed, and they would have been beating people down and taking them to jail. But not these motherfuckers, not these mongrels from the third fucking world, not these fucking gangsters. Once they get to push their way through, I mean, I guess they pushed them back. But, I mean, no. I think they would have shot with real bullets had these been Americans. Son of a bitches. Go get them, fucking Texas. Canada pauses arms sales to Israel by Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. Canada's foreign minister confirmed on Wednesday that the country was freezing arms exports to Israel due to its brutal assault. No, it's fucking genocide. Quit trying to walk this shit back. You call yourself antiwar.com, yet you're fucking walking this shit back for the fucking goddamn monsters that are committing it. It's brutal assault. No, it's brutal fucking genocide on Gaza. Antiwar.com. Foreign Minister Mulaney, I guess it is Jolly, said Canada had not approved any weapons exports permits to Israel since January 8th, although any approved before that time are still in effect. Since January 8th, the government has not approved new arms exports permits to Israel, and this will continue until we can ensure full compliance with our leave me the fuck alone. I'm trying to work. Until we can ensure full compliance with our export regime. Jolly said, according to Reuters, her comments came after Canada's House of Commons passed a non-binding resolution to halt weapon sales to Israel in a vote of 204-117. The resolution also called for a ceasefire and for Canada to work towards the establishment of a state of Palestine. Ain't going to fucking happen. Canadian law prohibits the export of weapons if they could be used in a, quote, serious violation of international humanitarian law. Would that genocide would be there? Or serious acts of violence against women and children. I think that would constitute all that stuff right there. That constitutes fucking genocide. Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz slammed Canada's decision to stop arming Israel. It is unfortunate that the Canadian government is taking a step that undermines Israel's right to self-defense. Is not killing little kids. Now, God damn it, man. How these motherfuckers think they can say anything in there. Well, we said it. That's the way it is, bro. It ain't the way it is, you bastards. You will be brought to justice for every fucking Well, you know, you can only hang once, and they have murdered fucking so many fucking people, but I don't think hanging's the right fucking goddamn punishment, personally. Israel's right to defense against the Hamas murderers, the Hamas murderers that you fucking financed, the Hamas murderers that, I mean, there's a video on the site right now telling about how you fucking funneled money to Hamas to keep the fucking shit moving, to keep the genocide moving. And at the meantime, I mean, they're selling the fucking property of the Palestinians, bulldozing it, and fucking selling it like, well, it belongs to us. No, that's fucking invasion, you son of a bitch. But that just goes to show you people, though, and hear me clear. There is no law except the Bill of Fucking Rights. There is no international fucking law. I mean, Jesus Christ. If this shit can be, if this can be done right out in the goddamn open and fucking, you know, what kind of court is it that, you know, where, you know, the superpowers, you know, of course, they took Russia out of the equation because they weren't going along in the right way. But I they're kikes, too. And let's be real about it. They're all cutting up the cash. It's just to make you think in different ways. So you ain't got your eye on the fucking center of the fucking target, which is that fucking Bill of Rights, which is those 10 articles, which if we enforce the son of a bitch, they would not be able to fucking sell one fucking goddamn bullet to fucking Israel, because we would tell them no. In fact, we would go and we'd bring those fucking murdering bastards to justice. It is unfortunate that Canada government is taking a step that undermined Israel's right to self-defense. Fuck it. Them little kids, those little fucking two or three-year-old fucking kids with their arms, legs blown off, I mean by the fucking piles, and starving to death. Are you defending yourself against them, you fucking cowards? Against the Hamas murderers who have committed the Hamas murderers that are working for you, that you're funneling money to right fucking now, who have committed terrible crimes against humanity. I mean, did you see, this is the fucking Jewish Jew shit. You do it and then you fucking stop, like standing there beating somebody with a stick and saying, stop hitting me, stop hitting me. I mean, this is how fucking outrageous this shit is. Who have committed terrible crimes against humanity and innocent Israeli citizens, including the elderly women and children, he said, and a false fucking flag that has been proved a false fucking flag. And it was Hamas and fucking Mossad, your two fucking agencies that you fucking fund, that committed that fucking false flag. So you could go in, hey man, how much you going to make off this fucking kikes? How much you fucking big kikes going to fucking make off this fucking deal here? You're getting beachfront property there? I mean, how much is that going to go for? Are Chinamen going to buy it? No, you don't want Chinamen near you. You'll just have your fucking elitists. That's what you want. You want to steal their fucking property, man. You pieces of shit. I mean, we have articles coming up that about, you know, the fucking squatters coming in. These goddamn drug gangs just walking in to this lady's house while she's on vacation. Took it. Just fucking took it. We'll talk about that in a minute. The U.S. still continues to provide military aid to Israel despite the massive civilian casualties. No, despite the fucking genocide. Stop soft peddling this fucking antiwar.com, you fucking sellout motherfuckers, you incorporated fucking shills. Massive civilian casualties. Genocide, son of a bitch. And the impending famine in Gaza. Genocide. Not an impending famine. I mean, it's like, oh, they run out of food. No, they're purposely being denied fucking food. They're being starved to death. That's a part of the genocide, asshole. Gaza, under U.S. Foreign assistance law, military aid cannot be given to a country that's blocking the delivery of U.S. humanitarian shipments. And I stopped right there because I told you this was not fucking law. Like, all of this goddamn statutory bullshit has no fucking impact. It was never ratified by the fucking people, and they couldn't do it because, I mean, it's just corporate fucking policy. It's Roman civil law. It's private fucking law being enforced as public law, and that's all it fucking is, and it has no fucking standing when it violates the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. None! which Israel is doing. Well, then how come the delivery is still going? You're not. Oh, that isn't really a law. Now, it's just a corporate policy that you can change at fucking will. There is no enforcement mechanism because King Chuck's fucking courts are not going to fucking go against his Israeli fucking brothers and sisters. Now, are they? Senate Democrats have pointed out to President Biden, but he continues to back the Israeli slaughter. It's genocide. See how, I mean, all through this thing, they don't want to fucking say that word because that fucking word means what it means, and it's never been acceptable to anyone. Genocide of Palestinians, because that's what you fucking did. That's what you're doing, you bastards. The Canadians get three... This Canadian gets three anti-theft devices to protect his vehicle as car theft spikes across the country. Just theft, period. These motherfucking foreign bastards, they come into your goddamn country unlawfully and fucking to take what belongs to you without due process of the law. This is Canada, of course, but still, you know, Canadian, that's, you know, bottom line is it ain't your car. That's why they can do all this shit to you and tell you, well, there's really nothing we can do. You just lost your fucking car. No, because it was never your fucking car. It never could be your fucking car because you have to be a fucking, you have to be, have a the standing in fucking law to own the fucking car, and you're a subject. So the fucking, actually, you're fucking king. I guess King Chuck would own all the fucking cars in Canada. Pentagon still open to U.S. troops in Haiti. Well, why the fuck? You mean there's a country we're not in yet? You better get your asses over there. Goddamn, we're talking money here, Ching Ching. By Will Porter, the Liberation Institute. A senior U.S. military official said the Pentagon, has not yet ruled out an American deployment to Haiti, which has been seen a spike in violent unrest and prompted the resignation of the country's prime minister last week. A spike in violent unrest. Huh? What about our fucking streets? The streets of fucking Chicago, the streets of L.A., the streets of goddamn fucking New York. Name it, man. Ohio, every fucking state. I mean, unrest and spike in violent unrest. Fucking, I mean, how about a spike in just fucking violence from fucking invaders? Because these are fucking invaders. They've always been invaders. We've always said they're fucking invaders. And we told you they would end up at your fucking front door, and they have now. Crowd gasps in utter horror after days. Joe Biden wanders off stage mid-campaign main campaign event, to touch baby. Well, folks, I have to tell you straight up, I like you all, but I couldn't resist that little baby, and he couldn't. And when they showed, you watch this video, you'll notice that at one point he reaches over and sniffs that baby. That sick son of a fucking bitch, man, I swear. We either stop this or we can call ourselves human beings. I mean it. We start calling ourselves fucking even, well, I guess dogs. I don't know, a dog probably wouldn't do that. Newly released emails show Biden White House officials met with and communicated with pro-censorship groups. No. Wow. Man, you guys are some gumshoes. I'm here to tell you. By Dankovic. Oh, you know, all these fucking Irish names that get to you, man. Reclaim the Net. America First Legal AFL has published emails revealing more ties between the Biden White House and the Center for Countering Digital Hate, a controversial group originally based in the UK that's believed to be involved in censorship pressure around the world. Well, of course they did. And I mean, fuck, are you going to be dumb to not know this shit? The emails originated in the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of State and refer to using U.S. assets designed to counter domestic terrorism to work with CCDH, the nonprofit has announced. AFL, which positions itself as a counterpoint to ALCU, has filed several lawsuits covering concerning various government bodies' involvement in collusion with private tech companies aimed at promoting censorship. Duh. Fucking duh. And you know, we know this stuff, people. And we know why it's occurring. Why is it occurring? Come on. Somebody class. Because we're fucking letting it. because we're not doing a goddamn thing. We have the full fucking authority to shut this shit down. But you're gonna, I mean, you're not talking about going to court and going over and hiring a lawyer and going into the king's court. You're talking about getting out a fucking gun, putting some fucking shells in that son of a bitch and putting these motherfuckers down. Because that's the only way it fucking stops. Yeah, I mean, this whole goddamn thing with this new alternate fucking controlled media is to get you back into fucking thinking there's another fucking way. What way? Anybody that's been listening to shit, come on the fucking radio and tell me how this fucking shit and well, just, you know, naming the 10,001 ways that we are being fucking treason committed upon us, fucking our fucking rights violated, our fucking goddamn assets being stolen. Bringing fucking foreign nationals in an invasion. How are you going to stop it? How? Are you just going to keep fucking reporting on it? We'll show you. Look, man, they broke right through the fucking fence. And what next? Arizona woman goes on vacation and 12 gang members move into her home while she's gone. The police side with the squatters. I would have never thought that. By Wall Street apes. Her husband was ex-military and passed away. Now her home is gone. The best option they have to is to ask social media what to do. What's happening in America? Well, I'll tell you, lady, I read the story and I'm going to give you a little advice. What would you do if you went on vacation and came home and there were 12 gang members living in your home? Well, that's a real fucking simple question to ask. When I go out the fucking door, I'm heavily fucking armed. I'm ready to fucking shoot it out with any son of a bitch. And when I come back through that fucking door, I'm heavily armed. I find somebody in my fucking house violating my fucking rights to be secure in my fucking house and my fucking effects, Well, there'll be a mess to clean up. I'll drag them out in the middle of the fucking road and tell the coroner to come pick the fucking bodies up. And if they don't fucking like it, they can send their goddamn black booted fucking punk bitch fucking corporate fucking enforcers and we'll fucking have it out with them and then I'll be done with it. That's what I would do. You come be in my fucking house, I'll consider you a fucking intruder because that's what you fucking are. I am not joking when I tell you my mom's friend from high school went on vacation, came home, and there were 12 gang members living in her home. And I always have more than enough bullets to take care of 12 members living in her home. And she's called the police. They won't do anything. And they just said their exact response to her is, we will not help you get them out. You have to continue to pay the electric bill and your mortgage and go get a hotel. You are kidding me. ? Her husband was military, so some sort of sort, and she has since passed away. He has since passed away, sorry. But you know why? You know why they can do this? I'm going to tell you guys a secret. You don't own your fucking homes. You don't own your fucking property. And she's tied up in a mortgage in the administrative admiralty jurisdiction. So she's just fucked. Because, I mean, the bottom line is they're not caring anymore. It's the king's courts. It's the same justice that the people, the fucking commoners, the fucking serfs got in the Middle Ages. And there's what you can do about this, you can go in there and, or if there's any men in your fucking family, then walk in the door and fucking mow these motherfuckers down and drag them out. That's the only way to get them out of there, people. That's what's going to happen. I told you they're doing this more and more every day, going in and fucking taking people's houses, you know, this thing. But this woman went on vacation and came back and here's 12 fucking gang members. I'd have been 12 dead fucking bodies and been a mess to clean up, but the motherfucker sure wouldn't have took my house away from me. I guarantee fucking it. Mortgage and to get a hotel, huh? You're kidding me. Explain to me why squatters' rights are even a thing. I don't even know this woman, and I am infuriated. Well, if you knew the fucking Bill of Rights and you understood it and you understood your authority, you could correct the situation very easily. But if you don't, I mean, you don't got a goddamn chance. First thing is you have to establish who you are and what your jurisdictional authority is. And then I would just go to the bank. I'd send them a mandamus ordering them to return my fucking down payment, ordering them to return my fucking equity, ordering them to pay for my personal items still in that fucking house, and then I would order them to do it through the mandamus, and be in the common law. And if they didn't do it, then I would go in the fucking house and I'd shoot the son of a bitches, and I tacked the mandamus on the head of one of the son of a bitches. But I mean, this is why the administration of Admiralty exists. You don't own your car. You don't own your fucking house. You don't own your fucking clothes on your back. You don't own yourself. That 14th Amendment tells it to you plain and clear. If you do not know who you are and you cannot assert who you are and say, fuck you, I'm not one of your subjects. I know the difference. Yep. Sorry. You're fucked. You have no jurisdiction over me. And this son of, I don't care if it's a fucking campsite. I'd blow somebody's ass out of it. It's my fucking campsite, you son of a bitch. And this woman here in the video, I mean, she's asking, you know, what can I do? What can we possibly do about this? Well, lady, I'm telling you, you're in a heck of a pickle, or your friend there is, because she is in contract with the fucking goddamn administrative admiralty jurisdiction in this. She'd have to remove herself from that jurisdiction in order that bank to pay her back her fucking money, because she did not get the item is not, you know, you bought something from the store and somebody in the store came back by and took it back and said, wouldn't give you your money back. You're going to give my money back. You're going to compensate me fully by, I'm ordering you to, and I'm telling you, I'd put an amount and I'd order him to pay me right now. If they didn't, I'd go down and shoot the fucking banker. I ain't shitting you. I mean, you're not going to take my fucking house or anything else, because I am an individual, free, sovereign, national, and by God, my fucking rights are absolute, and I will fucking fight and die for them anytime. Anyways, people, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. I promise you, more outrage every day, and it's only going to get fucking worse.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend and come back again, there's just for that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them men refuted our views. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Welcome to the jungle. walk, you better not take it from me. In the jungle, welcome to the jungle, walk and try and get to your...
Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shive. Nope, can't do that. Until it's Friday. Your contributions are goddamn appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:47 Pacific time, and of course that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Jungle. And boy, isn't it, is it becoming more of a jungle. Now, I'm going to tell you guys, you know, I told you before, you didn't own your fucking house. What do you mean I don't own my fucking house? Well, you don't, because you're a 14th Amendment fucking subject. And a subject, fucking anything that belongs to a subject does not belong to a subject. It belongs to the sovereign that owns that subject that you're subjected to. That's who owns you, your essence. If you're an individual free sovereign national, you own yourself. If you know how to fucking get that status and hold it, all you got to do is find out who you are, declare it, and fucking back it with a fucking gun. And I'm meteors and all. That's all you're gonna do. Yeah, that's all really all you got to fucking do. And you got to fucking mean it. And you got to be ready to fucking die for it. Like your ancestors who gave you these goddamn rights were ready to die for it. They lost their families. They lost their farms. God, they saw their people fucking butchered, but they did it. They wouldn't take this fucking shit we're taking. That one video, illegal alien. We already did that. Shoplifters in New York creating resale economy with stolen goods on eBay. Facebook Marketplace report. Well, of course, what the hell? They sell their shit they've stolen right outside the goddamn store on the sidewalk sometimes. But I'm telling you, people, I told you that it would come to the point to where they're kicking in your fucking doors and coming in your fucking house, raping your fucking children right in fucking front of you. And I tell you what, we're a fucking hair away from that. When you have that last article where the lady, she just went on fucking vacation, come back and 12 fucking gangsters in her fucking house. You better think about it. I mean, there have been incidents where they fucking just broke in the fucking doors and shit, went in and ransacked the house. But I mean, just where they just come in and say, get the fuck out. This is my house. What are you going to do? Then you're going to have to make a goddamn decision. I'm going to call the police. Go ahead and call the police. And you're going to say, these guys just came in my house, told me to get out. Well, maybe you better. Maybe you're just better because you don't own this fucking house. You never owned anything in your life. You don't own yourself. You don't know who the fuck you are. And I'm a goddamn corporate fucking enforcer paid by you to keep you in fucking control. These people here are the fucking, they're the new colonization force, a fucking third world pieces of fucking trash. And yeah, you better, I mean, don't pick nothing up. No, don't pick none of your belongings. Get out. You better, might best get out of here or I'm going to have to arrest you. That's what you're going to do. You're going to see this, people. I guarantee motherfucking it. Told you this years ago. And how close is it now? When are you going to fucking stand up like you got a fucking pair and start mowing these bastards down? Shoplifters, huh? Here we go. This is by Jared Jagger, the post-millennial. It has been revealed that shoplifting epidemic in New York has led to the formation of a black market wherein networks of thieves are selling stolen goods to unsuspecting members of the public. How would you know? While ill-gotten merchandise is typically sold online via sites such as eBay and Facebook Marketplace, some criminals have engineered sophisticated schemes. Not so, see, when they talk about it, they ain't telling you. These are the fucking aliens that have come in here. This is their way of fucking life. This is them, you assimilating to their fucking goddamn third world fucking cutthroat fucking animalistic fucking lives, the way live like they do. This is the jungle, baby. I've engineered sophisticated schemes involving cross-border returns and other shady practices. Shady, okay. According to the New York Post, the process begins with those who do the shoplifting. Once the goods have been acquired, a middleman buys them for a fraction of the sticker price and sells them on eBay and Facebook Marketplace. Everyone gets paid and the cycle continues. In some cases, higher ups even go so far as to give their thieves shopping lists detailing exactly what they'd like them to steal. On April 2023 report conducted by the National Retail Federation in coordination with a private security company, K2, found that in New York, 26% of listings on Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace for items listed as new with tag, as well as Tide Pods, diapers, makeup, and baby formula were suspected to be linked to organized crime. The report cited a number of indicators that pointed towards organized crime, including warehouse-style setups with more products in stock than would typically be needed for personal use and pricing that was well below retail. As the Post reports, thieves have even gotten into the food business, stealing perishable items from ice cream to steak to resell them for profit to people at subway stations or local bodages. I don't know what that bodegas. Okay, whatever. In some cases, however, a stolen item is not sold, but rather brought back to shops with generous return policies. To avoid being caught, criminals often travel out of state and use fake driver's licenses, cycling through identities and as authorities and stores catch up. I mean, think about this fucking. This is like a crime wave, man. What would happen if you got caught with false ID to you as an American national? I mean, fuck, like I said, you might as well start shooting these son of, if you don't start shooting these son of bitch, you're fools. You're goddamn fools. It's like that black dude talking, we got to get Trump back in there. Got to get Trump back in there. What the fuck for, buddy? Who in the fuck you think's orchestrated this whole fucking thing? Israel. Who's Trump? King of the fucking Israelis. That's who. How fucking dumb are you? Can you fucking read even a little bit? Get Trump back in there. You bet, man. Then he can set up the next fucking crush. People act like the goddamn fucking illegal, well, the fucking invasion stopped under Trump. It did not. They just did it from the fucking goddamn private fucking train depots. They put them on trains when they get up to the border and they take them over to the depot, and then the bus would go down there where you nobody could film them, put them on the bus, drive them around there. He never got rid of nothing. Remember, he said every one of them's going to go. The first act I'm going to do when I become president is I'm going to sign an executive order to end DACA. Lying son of a bitch. And if you think that fucker's the answer, you're a fucking fool. Not only that, but you're going to vote for a fucking pedophile. A filthy fucking pedophile. That's how low this fucking country has sunk. To where we're going to go, and we know both our fucking, like Biden, you watch that video of him. And at one point, you'll see him reach over, sniff that baby, that fucking monster. Monsters! But they're doing those little fucking babies, man. But I mean, go look over at Israel. Look at fucking Palestine. Blowing them up. The little, they're fucking babies. You animals. But you got to go vote for Trump. That's how fucking dumb you are. You're a dumb son of a bitch. You're stupid, so stupid I can sell you fucking dirt. You're a fucking animal. Who do you think? Do you think that fucker is going to be against the genocide for the Palestinians? Do you think he's going to stop this fucking shit of this fucking invasion when it benefits him and his fucking elitist fucking one percenters? You're fucking wrong. He'll play a game with you, man. I mean, he's a good fucking con man. He's a circus barker, but he ain't no fucking buddy that's going to stop shit. And he will be pedophiling his way through his fucking next presidency. Well, it ain't a presidency. It's a fucking appointment. It's a royal appointment. He'll be appointed as Crown Duke of fucking the United States of America by King fucking Booger Little Children Chuck over there in fucking England. Only way this shit stops, people, is with a fucking bullet. I'm telling you right fucking now. I mean, every week we sit here, it's Friday again, guys. It's Friday. What have we seen this fucking week? What do you think we're going to see next week? They won't make a move at us because we're going to they're getting shot. And I think there's a plenty of us to fucking wipe these motherfuckers out. But everybody's fucking waiting. Everybody's fucking waiting. Like this lady who got her house fucking took by these 12 gangsters. Does she have any men in her family? Shouldn't those men go over there and kick the fucking door in and blast those motherfuckers and kill them dead? You're in a fucking, it's a home invasion, motherfucker. You're in the middle of a home invasion, brother. You realize you're not. Boom. Yeah, we got some home invaders over here who need somebody to come over and pick up the bodies. It's that bad. I don't know how to emphasize how fucking bad it is. I mean, and all you're going to get from this goddamn phony ass controlled alternate fucking propaganda is just, I mean, we'll be the best educated fucking dead slaves in the fucking world. That's all you're getting. These son of bitches saying, somebody did tell us what to do. I'm sorry. I take that back. Go vote for Trump. Vote. We got to vote for Trump. You fucking idiot. You ignorant son of a bitch. Go ahead, motherfucker. See how your fucking life turns out for you. Anyways, people, I'm plenty sick of this shit. I'm here to tell you. But I promise you next week, we will be back Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, where we will inform you of more fucking the most outrageous fucking attacks on your fucking dignity, your morality, your fucking decency. And attacks and show that you have no fucking courage and no fucking backbone because you have what you need to stop it and you won't fucking do it because I might get hurt. I could get killed. Well, by God, the people that gave you them fucking rights, they got killed. They had their goddamn farms burned. They had their women killed. Their children were fucking killed. But it was worth it to them to fight because they knew what freedom and liberty amounted to. And you people are going to find out what these people are, like the lady who just got her house. Hey, wouldn't you like to have that fucking Bill of Rights? Wouldn't you like to be a free national and be able to fucking kill them motherfuckers, shoot them out of your house, lady? They have infiltrated into this country that fucking far, people. You better start thinking about that. And you better get ready to do something fucking about it. Because it's not just going to fucking stop and Trump ain't going to do fucking dog shit to stop it. It's just going to be, he's just going to get us in a war with fucking Iran so we can go over there and take our young people who should be killing these motherfuckers and put them in the meat grinder in the Middle East for fucking the fucking Jews. Because he's king of the Jews. I mean, they got a goddamn town or something over there named after the motherfucker in the Golan Heights, which is occupied territory. But, well, you remember the international law. Thank God we have paid them the billions we paid to the fucking UN for that fucking UN court that fucking the United States just steps up and goes, yep, they're committing atrocities. They're committing genocide blatantly. And ad nauseum, they've slaughtered little children, they've slaughtered old women, they've slaughtered pregnant women. They're fucking scumbags, but you know what? We veto so they can go ahead and do it. I get that's the kind of court you got in this goddamn country because you don't know your fucking jurisdictional authority. You don't understand your fucking authority under the law and your responsibility under the law to enforce it. And that's just all there is to it. I'm sorry, but that's all there is to it. That's the word from the trenches.
Man above, Henry.
Yes, sir.
I have done all I can do.
Oh, I thought somebody's saying something. Here we go.
Cookies!